This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time, which means we are joined by Dan Dibley and Mark Willard. And coming up in 10 minutes, the What's Bugging You segment.
The fellas.
Which also will include the What's Bugging You tag, which I will read. And that's always an excursion.
It's always the best part.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's always the best part.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Support.
Hey, how you guys doing?
That might have been
going
me.
On.
That might have been me.
Okay,
that might have been me. My bad. My fault. What is happening? Happy Friday,
that's
everybody.
Yeah.
We had kind of a kooky show today.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's what Fridays are for. Get loose.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Good.
We didn't solve any problems, but we punched the clock.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's exciting.
Gave you guys your flowers for your two interviews, Broussard and Kerr.
Yeah,
you guys do great interviews.
Thanks. That's on them. They both had stuff to say. Steve's always good. Steve's the best.
We actually,
what stood out to you?
Well, we used two quotes and built a segment or two off them. First one was the great soundbite on what was caught on Court of Gold that he spoke to.
Yep,
it was like a minute about, and I said, you know. Curry's the greatest face of a franchise in sports history.
No, this one we got in a fight.
Right, yeah. But then Steve apparently said he's actually the greatest human being who's ever lived.
I know.
He's ever met.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's so.
Well, like, I believe him.
He left out Jesus and Moses and other great humans.
Never met him. So again,
Gandhi.
You can only speak to the experiences you have. And apparently to Steve Kerr, Steph Curry's the greatest human being who's ever walked face of the earth. So.
I get it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So I was like, and I've said this before, actually. I said it 5 years ago to Bob Myers, and he was very intrigued by it.
Okay.
But,
You gave yourself your flowers earlier.
Oh, my dear.
And you were talking about a 7-minute victory lap, and Evan's like, would it take you 7 minutes to, like, walk around, whatever?
Yeah.
But no, go ahead. I'm not trying to like deprive you of your flowers, but
I love you,
it was a little much.
Yeah.
It was a little much.
Yeah,
as an audience member, it was a little much, but go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep
it. Guru said Michael Jordan.
And tell him who else I said. I had another one.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Better. Much better.
Right. That's what
much
I said
better.
Too.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Jordan.
Who's much better?
No, I said they would go on my Mount Rushmore
Jeter
with Steph for a face of a franchise.
Jeter's a better face of a franchise than Jordan.
And Steiny's had a problem. He don't like Mike, but he had a problem with, we don't know that. I said, no, those dudes are presidential like Curry is to me. That's all.
I'm just saying.
Tom Brady could
Jordan
be up there.
Wasn't a great teammate at times.
Well, and you invoked
teammates.
The gambling, which I think is,
a stain?
He got kicked out of the league for 2 years.
Did
well.
He?
Wink, wink.
Did he?
Allegedly.
Right. Right. And allegedly his dad got murdered because of his debts. Just go ahead and put that out there.
No, I did already do that.
That's also alleged.
Yeah, I put it out there.
Well, then why did he get kicked out of the league?
I don't know if it's alleged.
I mean, that is conjecture.
I don't know if it's alleged.
It's all alleged.
It's all.
Do you have sources?
Do you?
They got shows.
And that's why I would never put that out there. He's putting it out there.
It's an internet rumor. We could say the same thing has been alleged about Andrew Wiggins' absence.
Exactly.
But nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody. I mean, somebody knows. Nobody in this room does.
Nobody knows.
All right.
So, Michael Jordan didn't get kicked out of the league.
We don't know.
Draymond Green, did he ever get suspended, Michael Jordan? Did he I mean, Ron Artest got suspended for 73 games because he went into the crowd.
Did Dustin Johnson get suspended?
No.
You don't know.
The answer
is you don't know.
Do you know?
No.
Exactly.
No. Okay. That's
was
all
it
I'm
ever
saying.
Officially?
All right.
Did Donald Trump get convicted?
Yeah. Okay. Stop. Anyway, Steiny, what were you saying?
Stop.
Steiny, what were you saying?
And that's coming up in 10 minutes, but go ahead.
You guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
I'll just do it during a commercial.
Let's go.
I love you.
It's what's bugging me. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Then the other thing we got some mileage out of was Dan Dibley asking Steve Kerr if Curry's shot was the greatest shot in the history of basketball. And. Yeah, Steve Kerr did a little Greg Cosell where he said, well, that was more like of a dagger three because we were up six.
But, I love it.
But he mentioned Jordan shot over Craig Elo. And so then we had a lot of great ones called in, biggest shots ever.
Yeah,
any sport.
Like,
yeah, you guys apparently don't remember when Brett Favre that's my mic, Steiny. All right, you got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, nothing happened. Go ahead, Willard. Yeah.
You guys don't remember that?
Brett Favre.
I think, what was it? Greg Clark or something, whatever. But my favorite part of that phone call, because I was listening, was the guy called it a Hail Mary. He called it an 18-yard Hail Mary. I'm like, you can't throw a Hail Mary from the 18-yard line. That doesn't exist. A Hail Mary's got to be at least about 45 yards. Hail Mary is not from the 18-yard line. He threw it to an open receiver, and the receiver caught it in the end zone for a touchdown. Not a Hail Mary.
Because I was like, what Hail Mary?
But you guys don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, Brett Favre.
Greg Jennings.
No.
Oh, it wasn't him.
No. It was.
Antonio?
No.
Donald Driver?
No, it wasn't a big name receiver.
Okay.
It
Mark Chimura?
Greg something. Something. This is some white guy running around in the end zone. And Brett Favre threw it to him. Yeah, he beat the Niners.
But 18
in
yards.
In his Vikings career. Yes, an 18-yard Hail Mary. Anyway. Brett Favre can't be your favorite play of all time because he's a terrible human being. But
mine
anyway,
was the catch. Yeah, mine was the catch.
That's
that
great.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, that stayed with me.
Coming from a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, no, it stayed with
that's
me.
Pretty
well,
special.
And Steve Kerr actually said the Michael Jordan on Craig Elo,
yeah,
which
was great.
If you think about it, in that moment where, you know, Elo tries to close out and he kind of half falls down and Jordan hangs, he rises and he resets and then he hits it and then it's that big double pump. Before Tiger even fist pumped, Michael Jordan had the the double up, and so, yeah, and Steve is right about the gold medal game, and I went back and I've watched it now four times in the past week or so just because, you know, we're all talking about Steph and what Steph did, and if you want to watch that game, France cut it to three. Wemby had a shot that he missed, and he went up and he offensive goaltended, which is actually legal in the international game. And all the American players are like, you know, pointing to the ref, and they cut it to three. And the next trip down, Steph gets one of those classic pump.
Oh, man.
Relocation, three, bang.
I got you in the blender.
To put him up six. And that, for me, was the bigger three than the famous golden dagger, which Steve is right.
Four dudes on him, it felt like.
And, well, you go from up six to up nine with 38 seconds left. It was probably already over. For me, the bigger three was the first one he hit of the four where that thing was getting away from him.
Man, they needed him.
Greg Lewis.
Yeah, I was just in the chat.
All right. Yeah, Greg Lewis.
And I was thinking when he was a Packer, damn it, he was a Viking. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, beat the Niners on the last play of the game.
What's one for you just growing up, just one that that play?
The play? Like the absolute play? This and we're doing
anything.
Any sport? Any sport?
Yeah,
any
Gibson
sport.
Was on mine, too.
We did a lot of sports.
And Kirk Gibson.
I'm channeling my inner Willard now, and I think that I have your answer, and I don't want to say it because I'm hoping I'm right.
And you'll be honest if you're wrong.
Of course, yep.
Go ahead.
Ishikawa.
No.
I brought that
no.
up.
I mean.
No, because that was like.
We debunked that.
I brought it.
That was like a dagger.
No.
That was a walk-off,
it was a walk-off.
Yeah, but this game was tied.
Right.
Two on, nobody out.
I mean, they were probably going to score.
Dude,
you're right.
He was nowhere, my dude.
Yeah.
His career was over.
No,
he was brought back off the scrap heap.
If you want the
I'm sorry.
The actual thing that goes like through my spine, and largely the Ishikawa thing, like I was an adult by then. It's a little different when you're a kid.
Right.
It was Will Clark's shot back up the middle against the Cubs.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
in the NLCS that essentially now, I think it was the bottom of the eighth. So it wasn't a walk-off.
Oh, boy, it doesn't count.
But it gave the Giants it broke a 1-1 tie.
Right.
Long at bat against Mitch Williams.
Oh, lefty.
Vin Scully on the national call. And day baseball game, playoff games during the day back then.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think I watched this at school because back then teachers were cool and they would turn stuff like that on in the middle of your classroom.
Wow.
And Will Clark went through a lengthy at bat with the wild thing, Mitch Williams, and then knocked him right back up the middle. With the bases loaded to break a 1-1 tie, make it 3-1, and the Giants were on their way to the World Series. The earth was about to start shaking a week later. We didn't know that at the time, but that was the first time Giants made the World Series in my life. So
that was
special.
A battle, too.
Yeah. Yep. That's a great one.
Yeah. And that's the one that comes to my mind.
It's always funny because, like, the moments that you remember either as a kid or if you were there somehow matter more than
definitely.
Those ones that are otherwise. Ah. And so for me, the Baron over Kirilenko will always be a moment, even sure. though, and Steiny, you're always quick to point this out, and I love that you do, they lost that series in five. It's not like that led to, you know, right. a fairy tale.
Peaches,
that was the moment. Yes, man. Goo. I mean, we can go,
two.
We can re-adjudicate that entire series.
I can give you the play-by-play of the last 2 minutes of both first and second game.
And you were there for all of it, yeah. but that moment, even though it was a moment that led to, nothing, that moment, ultimately, for me, in my heart, having been there with a couple of other, former radio co-hosts on the far end of the gymnasium, in that moment, it was like, oh my God! And then they showed the replay during the timeout, the media timeout, after Mike Tirico, oh, and Hubie, hello,
that is man.
I was hoping that you guys could get Hubie on at some point here. Like you and Guru to have Hubie Brown on because he's retiring.
Yeah.
Right.
But in that moment,
91.
You know, Tirico's yelling and hello. And I mean, that's TV
great,
call
man.
For me, because I was in the building, I didn't have the radio or the TV call, but that's one of those moments where it's like, yeah, I mean, whatever it led to, who cares?
Incredible look how much we've changed in how many years was that? When was the We Believe team?
2007.
Okay. So in,
I got another kid.
In 18 years, look how much we've changed because. Back then, a second round out was worthy of a documentary.
Yeah.
And now a second round out just leads to everybody being pissed off.
Who's getting fired?
Yeah. So, and that's us.
Well, the doc never was completed.
Yeah, whatever. But we still,
I don't believe we're ever going to see it.
Probably not.
All the smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Tune in.
Got the way.
Actually, that documentary should be how the documentary is about to happen, and then everyone stopped and got high. That's pretty much,
wow.
And that should be the end of the doc. It's about 8 minutes long. Like that should be it. All right? Be about as long as their playoff run, but whatever.
Wow.
Nice. A moment.
That's a four.
That's man.
Yeah.
All right. Time for What's Bugging You. Hey, it's a new one. Oh, boy. February's pest of the month is rodents. Rodents are the pets of the month. Pests of the month. Whether it's rats or mice, the experts at ATCO, they have you covered. They can get rid of those pesky critters without using poison. They can even seal your home so rodents can't get in. So to protect your home or business and to give you some peace of mind, visit ATCOPestControl.com today to check out their special promotions. Say goodbye to rodents for good, only with ATCO. Rodent-free for good.
You nailed it, Steiny. And,
my man.
I mean, you had me getting emotional because I lost my mother-in-law about 4 weeks ago, and I'm thinking back to 3 years ago when my then-fiancé and I lived with her parents as we were trying to buy a house and all the rest of it, and they had a rat problem.
Oh.
And they didn't have ATCO. What they had was multiple traps set up. So part of my morning routine was, Dan, and my late-great mother-in-law would summon me to let me know that she thought that a trap got triggered. And so up in the attic I go, and your boy in his 50s, Mark, the last thing I want to do is be going up on a ladder at 7:14 in the morning.
There's no age where I wanted to go on a ladder, but anyway.
So you go up there and you look, and it's like, it's a lot of droppings. It's like dropping
but nothing in the trap.
Oh, yeah. In the trap. What you found was...
Oh, dear, stop!
Dude, I'm talking about like a two-footer. Had to be like a 12-pounder.
Oh, God.
And so now... Oh, bigger.
What?
Bigger. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm talking like fat like the sandwich we all used to eat in our 20s. Like, yeah, let me get that sandwich and let me get a bag of chips, too.
I got rat phobia, man.
Dude, like four days in a row. Dan. And so, I love you, Mima. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in power. She had me up the ladder, and if we had ATCO, your boy wouldn't have had to go out there and fish out carcasses day after day.
Did you ever see one, like, run by you?
No.
Okay.
No, but I saw them after they got caught up.
That's my fear.
You just
rigor mortis.
Dude, this is a completely random visual.
I'm sorry.
You're making me think of this.
Yeah.
I was a camp counselor for Sports America Day Camp at Aragon High School in San Mateo.
Aragon!
Okay, so this is back probably...
Up in the hills a little bit.
Little bit. Yep, but, like, this is summer after, I don't know, sophomore year, whatever. Like, as soon as you can start working, these were my first two jobs. Long's Drugs and camp counselor at Sports America Day Camp. And I go there and the Sports America Day Camp. It's the summertime, so there's nobody there. And you like, what are we doing today? Are we on the softball field? Or are we in the basketball court? We're at the gym that day playing hoop. And I take a break and I go out on, there's this little balcony on the backside of the gym. And I look down at the walk path that goes down from the gym to the baseball field. And I'm telling you, the rats were having a party.
No, dude. Man.
No party like a rat party.
Dance party. They're doing the samba. Ba, 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 ba. Hey. Ba, 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 ba.
Not even knowing you're watching.
I mean, just.
That is
like
is my
20
favorite.
Of them, and they're all that long, and they're just like,
wow.
Summertime and the living easy.
We got rat phobia, like, baby.
It was unbelievable. I was like, oh my God, I got it. This is.
There's a lot of ivy up there, right, at Aragon?
It's a lot.
Is that
ivy.
What they, man.
The rats love the ivy.
Is it like juniper bushes or what
both.
They're called?
Oh, no doubt.
Those thick things where the ball goes into them and that's a wrap.
Yep.
Like you're not finding those.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a rat is what it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Juniper and ivy. But anyway, I didn't mean to like
all right.
Jump the bed.
No, that's all right. Who
I'll go first.
Okay.
So as we all know, last week was All-Star Weekend, so I got to attend a couple festivities. And in doing so, this just is a PSA to all the party throwers or secure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Security, don't take your job too serious, because some of the things I saw last week were straight power moves of the guy or the gal knowing that you're in control of the line, the situation. I saw a no remain nameless, famous people try to get friends in. Some people, including your boy, try to go in and out. But there's a way to handle people and tell adults no. And there's a way to handle the power, because essentially you do have the power. But what I saw was Bobby Knights of security in regard to telling people no, whether you're a man or a gal. And it was the biggest turnoff, and it just reminded me of some people don't deserve that responsibility to have that power because they like to abuse it. And it was on full display. I told my guy Steiny earlier this week, like, I just saw some stuff on how, I don't know you, Willard, but I know you're abusing and enjoying saying no to any and everybody. Don't be that type of person when you got the power and everybody's just trying to have a good time and kick it. I don't like that, Dibs.
Yeah.
That's all. No, that's what's bugging me.
You're not wrong. And like Mark, when he takes phone calls, he does a great job of not exerting that power because a lot of hosts, it's like once somebody tries to come down your road, it's like bloop. Yeah. And then you do 30 seconds and you bury that caller and then you move on. But, you know, it's hard in our business. But if you got that velvet rope and you're standing there in your dark blazer with your earpiece, it's hard to not feel like you're out there running things.
Yeah, it's not that powerful of a power that we have in this business.
True.
Like some people have a velvet rope. An official has like the technical where they can hold the arms up.
Oh, tomorrow.
We have a mouse.
I'm back
we have
tomorrow.
A computer mouse where we can be like, drop. It literally says drop. We can click it and then poof, you're gone.
That's too funny.
Here, I'll get mine out of the way just because I've been saving this since Tuesday. Literally, I was like, I got to get this off my chest. And they're like, save it for Friday. I'm like, I have to eat this for 4 days.
You gonna eat it.
But I did it. We made it. We arrived. Here we are. I don't understand you human beings who can receive a text message and not reply. I don't get it. I don't understand. Are you that?
Sit this out, Steiny.
Are you that much of a jerk that you can literally... And yes, I'm mainly tucking this into the idea of in our business, we reach out to people on the daily basis to see if they'll come on the show. And I don't know what the hell has happened since COVID, but people have decided I can just look at that, move on with my life, and say nothing. Even if they're your personal friend, I have no idea what has gotten into all of you. Like, it's no bother to just be like, no thanks, I'm busy, can't today, hope you're well. I don't know, flip me off with an emoji. The gall to have the blue dot on your phone and just be like, gonna act like that doesn't even exist.
Oh, man.
Who do you think you are? It is I've never done that to someone. I've got people, you know this.
You hit nerves now, Mark.
Students and people who want to get into our business or whatever, or people who want us on their shows, who reach out every day. If I've never met you before, I'll at least be like, hey, like, appreciate the hustle.
Oh.
Try me again in 3 months. I'm in the weeds. Something. I would never, ever look at a text and just be like, I'm too good.
Oh,
Moving on. What is the matter with y'all? Say something.
That's a standing O-worthy, man.
My God.
You're not talking about me because I haven't.
I saw you grab your phone
January 17th was the last time that I ignored him, so it couldn't be fresh on his mind.
Not fresh, but that's only 34
days
ago.
That was
ago.
A great
that's
one,
right.
Steiny.
I mean, he and I, like, today I sent him a message, and I got a thumbs up back. It's like, perfect, because my message did not require more of a response other than, I see it, I receive you, I understand you, boop, and it's like, cool, we move on. That's all. I'll go if Steiny, if you have one.
Not
that's, you know, for me, it's about politics and sports because we have politics and we've got world politics and Russia, we all know, is bad. Yeah. Russia's bad and they have, like, invaded Ukraine and we're going on, what, 3 years now and it's a joke and nobody steps in and we all pray for Ukraine and all the rest of it. I'm not going to get political in this, but you had the Four Nations hockey tournament.
I watched it.
Russia's not in. And Russia, by the way, would be the number one seed. So all these Russian players, whether it's Kucherov or Nesterskin and all the rest of the names that I'm going to butcher, all these people, these human beings who may or may not agree with Putin and what they're doing, they don't get to partake in the greatest tournament in the world because of their government. And so for me, I look at the 1980 U.S. boycott, and then the 84 Russian boycott, and all the rest of it, and it continues today. Can we take our politics and our sports and put them aside? For these Russian hockey players who play in the NHL, like, you're here, you're doing it, you're carrying the league, and this Four Nations thing was pretty cool. I wish I was more into it. I wasn't. I watched a little bit of it yesterday, but without Russia, for me, it kind of felt empty, and because Russia is Russia, we have to say, oh, you can't play, even though these Russian players, we don't know how many of them stand with Ukraine, but because we have these events, and you're Russia, now you can't play. I'm out on politics and sports. It's supposed to be the toy department, and yet we inject all these other things into it, even though our president is super Russia-friendly, and yet Russia couldn't play in this tournament. I'm just out on politics and sports. That's all.
All right.
No comment from anyone?
Y'all coming with it.
No one?
Well done.
Yeah, he gets nervous. Yeah.
He does get nervous.
Yeah. Well,
there's another word for it, but I'll leave it alone.
This is going to be a little bit. What's bugging me is shaving cream.
Oh, boy. There's a hot take.
Shaving cream.
Now, this is unique.
I don't use it.
Whoa.
How?
I use liners. Oh, dry shave.
Electric?
Man, you got skin like that.
If I could get back.
Too sensitive.
All the shaving cream that's gone down my drain in the course of my life, I would never have to buy shaving cream again. You cannot use shaving cream without wasting 2/5 of the can. You put it in your hand, you put it on your face, and it falls out of your hand, and you end up wasting like half of it. It's kind of like when you get a bag of chips that's about half full, and you're like, wow, this is only half full. It works the other way with shaving cream. It's just, you cannot be efficient with shaving cream. Not only that, it's very expensive. So it's not only expensive, but you're wasting half of it.
Go electric.
Yeah.
Huh? Why not electric?
Yeah.
I don't like the feeling.
This is the strangest take I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm shocked.
And I go dry shave, too.
I almost feel like I'm missing something. Like, Steiny, nobody else wastes.
Stop dropping the... Why are you dropping it? Like, it doesn't fall out of my hands.
Oh, you use it, too.
Please. You dry shave Dibs.
Steiny probably uses Barbasol.
I don't know what I use.
The edge.
I don't use the clippers.
I use a Harry's.
No, Steiny, I've never experienced this. It slips out of your hands?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have that experience. I put it in my hands, you put it on your face, you rub it around, and then you shave.
But it falls all over the place.
Are saying they got shave in jail. Maybe you should try that.
The other thing is.
Are we talking about the gel or are we talking about
old school white foam?
Both.
Yeah, the gel. I use a gel. I don't have that experience.
So you put it in your hand.
I want to relate to
I
you
would
right
know.
Now.
But you always have, like, you can't put just a little because it won't go all over your face. So you have to put a big one in there, and then half of it goes to waste. It just doesn't, it's not efficient.
I'm baffled.
So, real quick, back to you.
Well, if you have comment on your hair, Russia hockey take. I'm not commenting on shaving cream.
I use that to shave. That's how I shave. Dry shave.
Oh, barber.
You don't use that on me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm white guy goo. Yeah. Like
I'm Dark Gable.
It's a different. It's a different experience.
Steiny, what are you gonna do,
buddy? I guess I'm not doing something right.
Yeah,
it's a dry shave. Dry shave in the shower. You know, here, bop, 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 and you're done.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All right.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, you're lucky if you can do that. Some people's skin is too sensitive to use a dry.
Yeah.
And then there's chafing, and then we have a whole new segment.
I don't like that.
I had a friend look like he had bit into a stick of dynamite. I'm like, damn! Like,
did you shave or come home with a hickey? Like, what just happened to you? Anyway.
Yeah. All right, we'll be listening.
Warrior game tonight, Steiny.
Looking forward to it.
-2 Warriors.
I feel like...
I know some people that hammered it.
I know some people who decided to stay the bleep away. Do you have any idea what's going to happen?
I think we're past those days, though. Butler.
The Kings and the Warriors, I have no clue what to expect.
To your point yesterday, I think Sacks headed the wrong way. I could be wrong.
They are in a large sense, but they still got dudes. And it's still the Warriors.
And the Warriors owe them.
And the Warriors, right. They've been embarrassed a number of times up there recently. Are you confident tonight?
I kind of am.
Is anyone confident?
No, De'Aaron Fox.
I'm looking forward to a game.
Yeah,
game.
Same.
Yeah. I don't think the Warriors are a lock.
At all.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably bet on the Warriors to win, but
Grandy's going to go into full depression if they lose. He said that earlier.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Our man.
Okay. That does matter. Yeah, 215, guys. Yeah, 215.
I can't believe my OT.
I'm not gonna put in for overtime. Yeah,
your paycheck's gonna be huge
All right,
in a couple weeks.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 the game.
Put it in my hands, you put it on your face, you rub it around.